Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening on this talk. This morning, myself and my co-host, Clinton Smith, we will be talking about, is social intelligence more useful than IQ? Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
Good morning on this fabulous Saturday morning.
It will be sunny today for November.
I'm very happy about that.
I know. So we discussed, we decided that we will be talking about social intelligence and what exactly is a social intelligence. I mean, for some of our listeners, just to clarify, this is simple as people skills. Why sometimes we get frustrated, well, I'm not smart enough, I cannot do this. But more important in life is to have people skills. And not only in life, in business, it's very important to have business skills, people skills. And people skills you can learn, where IQ more or less is genetically in you. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that there is, I think my personal opinion is that people skills will definitely get you farther than IQ, because socially, we're all social creatures. And socially, when you get out there in the workplace, you have to be able to, well, you're learning, but you have to be able to work with people. You have to be able to network. There's a lot of things that you have to be able to do that center around working with people. And with that being said, you have to have both. You have to have those social skills or those network skills and the IQ in order to do it. So I honestly, you know, bottom line is I honestly think that it's a little bit of both.
Exactly. And you know what? When you talk about social intelligence, you have to start getting interested in other people too. You know, you have to understand what makes other people tick, you know? And you have to have effective listening skills. I mean, how many times you have talked to people and they will not listen to what you're saying, or sometimes a lot of people will not understand what you're trying to say. So you have to focus on your verbal and conversational skills to socialize with other people.
What I think that they do is they tune you out. That, you know, especially, you know, it depends on the type of social skills that you have. What a lot of people do is they think they're too important, you know, socially, so they tune other people out. When everybody has an important cause, has an important information to give, so everybody should be listened to. What I like doing is I like, before I go into any situation, you know, especially when it's a long, drawn-out process of gathering and sharing information, I basically give myself what's called positive self-talk. And you're going to be that person that is going to hear. You're going to be that person that's listening, that's hearing, that is going to be the sounding board. So mentally, what I do is before I go to any situation like that, I mentally prepare myself. Okay, you're here to listen. You're here not to give feedback. How are you going to do this? How long are you going to do this? Because then you can look at it as, okay, you know what? When that happens, then you can go ahead and, you know, be more involved in the situation because you're already mentally tuned in to I'm going to be the listener instead of, you know what, I don't want to listen to this. I don't care, you know, so on and so forth. So if you take that one step, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and listen to this. We're going to go ahead and share information. It's a lot easier to do that than to tune somebody out.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yes, I mean, listening is a very important skill you have to develop because a lot of times we talk a lot. We talk. But if you just stop, be quiet, and listen to the other person, that goes further than you just talking. like you said. I mean, the connection is born right there, because people in front of you, they know that you care about them. You're listening what they're saying. And in, you know, in business world, it is important to know what exactly the person in front of you is saying. And that's the way you create truly relationships. And down the road, this person who you care to listen will be able to help you, or they might be able to open doors for you because they accept you now as a friend.
That is so correct. And listening is a skill. Listeners,
yes.
Don't be fooled. Listening is a skill. You are listening. When you listen, you are basically opening yourself up to being in a committee. You are listening. It is definitely a nice skill to have, because when you are receiving that information, basically what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I am open to receiving feedback. I am open to helping whatever in the situation. I'm open to having this person tell me things, and they will appreciate that. And then that is the start of the process of giving and taking.
That is very true. That is very true. And Clinton, your last advice to our listeners this morning
is, when you are socially comparatively to IQ, look at it as 50-50. You know, socially, I got to be able to get out there. I got to sell my business. I got to be able to talk to people. I got to be able to go out and be approachable. All of that you can do along with being a smart person and growing your business. You can do both 50-50.
That is absolutely correct. Thank you so much for listening on a Biz Talk this morning. We will appreciate your feedback at annabiztalk@gmail.com. Thank you, and make it a great day.
Have a fantastic day.